The Arctic Council wrapped up the first major meeting under U.S. chairmanship this week in Anchorage. KSKA's Monica Goki has a short digest.
During the three-day meeting, Arctic Council officials made the most headway on an effort to mitigate the impacts of black carbon and methane in the Arctic. State Department Deputy Secretary David Bolton chairs the council's senior-most officials.
These short-lived climate pollutants, particularly black carbon and methane, have cause particular climate-related problems in the Arctic.
Black carbon is particulate waste from fossil fuel combustion. It's black, so when it lands on snow and ice, it draws warmth and accelerates melt. Surprisingly, the Council's observer states also showed a strong interest in the problem. More than half submitted assessment reports of their own emissions. These are nations who do not border the Arctic, but this meeting made it clear that some certainly want a stronger voice on the Arctic Council.
We actually did something I believe has never been attempted in the history of the Arctic Council, certainly not to my knowledge. We spend a half day with the observers at the table, hearing from them. A lot of them have been wanting to have greater engagement, greater input.
The topics they were most interested in, Bolton says, were the Black Carbon Initiative and migratory bird flyways. And speaking of bigger voices on the council, where exactly does Alaska fit in here? Well, there are four voices on the council that represent the indigenous peoples of Alaska. But most of the delegates representing U.S. interests are on State Department payroll in Washington, D.C.
The federal government recognizes that we are an Arctic nation because of Alaska, and we wanted to be in partnership with the state of Alaska and the people of Alaska, too, in carrying out our chairmanship.
Before the U.S. assumed chairmanship of the Arctic Council in April, David Bolton and colleagues made several trips to Alaska, sort of like scouting trips, to hear from Alaskans on what interests they had for chairmanship. The three key objectives the U.S. decided to focus on during its council chairmanship are improving the well-being of Arctic communities, bolstering marine stewardship in the Arctic Ocean, and addressing the impacts of climate change. It's a tall order.
Everything still needs to be worked on. This is a two-year process. We're still in the early stages of it.
The council reconvenes in another 6 months in Fairbanks. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Monica Goki.